This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
9:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner. He is Andy Kosko. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well, man. The number one question that everybody in Baltimore is concerned about is Gunnar Henderson. He's dealing with a very mild, according to his manager, intercostal muscle strain. What do you know about this injury, and is there a timetable?
Yeah, so first off, that is those are the muscles between the ribs.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of an unusual placement for a guy that did not get like hit, you know, in like a football game. I imagine you would have this all the time, but he rose up for a line drive, caught it, stole an out away, and then landed. And it was like this crunching movement he made on the way down that caused the pain. He hasn't played in over a week at this point, and he is not in baseball activities. Timeline is tough to exactly know. But Brandon Hyde said he is, quote, very, very hopeful, end quote, that Gunnar will be available for opening day, which, you know, without meaning to speculate, you know, it seems a little bit like a toss-up.
Hopeful.
I wouldn't be shocked.
The word hopeful.
I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah, exactly, the word hopeful. I wouldn't be shocked if Gunnar is a little bit behind schedule. You know, you need time to ramp up. He's hardly played at all. You know, in spring training games because of this, even before the injury. So I wouldn't be shocked if he needed, maybe 10 days to get back into full swing. But this doesn't seem to be a long-lasting injury even at that. You know, this is more like a two-week thing, and he should start playing. Again, we don't necessarily know. Brian Hyde said he hoped he is back in spring training action before the end of spring training. He expects that he should be if everything continues going to plan. But even if he returns to spring training action, he's going to need a ramp-up period.
What about Kittredge? And I don't know if all the news is out just yet with the injury to his knee, but I don't like when they say we're going to get a second opinion because it usually means you didn't hear what you wanted to hear on the first one.
Correct, yeah. So Andrew Kittredge was supposed to pitch the other day. I believe it was Saturday. He felt knee soreness, did not enter that game, has not done any baseball activity since then. He had an MRI on the knee. They found some inflammation. Beyond that, we don't necessarily know what the MRI said, but anytime, you know, in fact, they said they're seeking multiple opinions. Anytime you seek more than one opinion, generally, it seems to be that you did not like the first, as you said. So, not the greatest news for Andrew Kittredge, but we don't know the extent of it. So don't want to make any leap to, what that might mean, but definitely a concern. And Andrew Kittredge was pretty Frank, when we talked to him yesterday, that he did not know a timeline, did not know if this would, if he would be available for opening day, truly had, you know, everything was up in the air. So we'll see, you know, as he learns more, then we will learn more. But it doesn't sound entirely promising, and that would be a major blow if he is out for the beginning of the season, if not long.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy Koska joins us, Baltimore Banner. Andy, statistically, it looks like Kobe Mayo is struggling, 1-for-20, to say the least. However, you're watching him. Is he at least making good contact? Is he making hard outs? How does he look right now?
Yeah, it's funny. The guy cannot buy a hit right now, but he consistently is hitting the ball at, you know, pretty high velocities. Yesterday, he lined out twice to left field. The second one was over 100 mile per hour off the bat. You know, it was toward the left center gap, and the left fielder chases it down. You know, so at this point, I care more about the swings.
Yeah.
And I know fans are not going to really want to hear that because they look at what he did in 17 games, and then look at, you know, whatever it is, 1-for-20, you know, to begin this, you know, to begin spring training. But the swings have been good, and he is putting hard contact on things. He's playing very well defensively at first base, actually, which is a good sign just for his long-term development. You know, between third and first, I imagine you continue to play both, especially if he starts the year in the minors. But he might project at some point as a first baseman. You never know. So he has looked comfortable in the field and has not had any issues there, which I know in the years past there were some questions about his fielding. It's interesting to watch him right now because a lot of loud contact and a lot of loud outs.
Yeah, I think we got to finish this off with something good, man. I feel like it's been injury. This guy can't hit. Is there anything good going on at spring training? Some of the starting pitching. I know we heard the one start that they had with Sagano and Morton kind of went well. What are you seeing positive from the Orioles so far?
Well, to continue negative for a second, there was Grayson Rodriguez's start yesterday was a uncharacteristic one. And before that start, I would have said that every starting pitching candidate has looked phenomenally well. Cade Povich has looked great. In Cade Povich's last outing, he had 6 strikeouts in 3 innings and looked really crisp and looked like a guy that could be, you know, if not immediately in the rotation at some point this year, can lock down a rotation role. But Grayson, velocity was down. he said he wasn't throwing all out, but still, you know, one of his fastballs that was drilled for a double, it left his hand at 89.5 miles per hour, which is about 6 miles per hour slower than his average fastball. So that's always a little bit of a concern. He felt there wasn't an injury involved. It just felt sluggish is what he said. So that was a little bit of a, you know, eye opener of like, huh, I wonder what's going on with Grayson. But luckily, if you're going to have a start like that, have it on March 5th and then flush it. So maybe that's what he'll do. But beyond that start, the rest of the starting pitching rotation has seemed, you know, pretty solid. Charlie Morton has looked efficient. Tonight we'll see Zach Eflin again, and Eflin has looked good. I wouldn't be shocked if Eflin is opening day starter, but yeah, they have not announced anything like that. But just with the you know, veteran presence and what he did, you know, last year upon arriving in Baltimore, seems like he'd probably be a good pick for it.
Andy,
we'll see.
Andy, we got about 1 minute. Last year, Emmanuel Rivera came up with the Orioles, came over on waivers from Miami, had his best stretch as a major leaguer at 313. He looks good this spring right now. Is that fool's gold?
Well, if Gunnar Henderson starts the year in the opening, you know, on the injured list, you need somebody. And Jordan Westberg can go play shortstop, or he can play second base, and Jackson Holliday plays shortstop. Who plays third base? Maybe Emmanuel Rivera. I wouldn't be shocked. Again, that a lot of what ifs in that situation, but he has looked good.
Thank you very much, Andy Goska. Andy, enjoy the rest of spring training, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Yeah, Andy's the man. I felt like Rivera looks pretty good.
Yeah, I felt like we were starting to get like Eeyore. It's like this injury, that injury.
Well, this is what's going on. I mean, we can't put a lipstick on a pig.
Hey, man, I don't want to go out on a negative note.
All right. Don't go out on a negative note. Just go out.
Just leave.